Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. De Sean Watson, pase, touchdown, touchdown, Clemson, Renfro, con un segundo.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast, really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really a lot of hustle. I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold them out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play. 1 second remaining.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. It is Out of Bounds. William Quagamish, Kelly Gramlich live in the Blue Ridge Security Solutions studios. BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. Check them out today for all your security needs. Home business doesn't matter. Blue Ridge will hook you up. We know this because they hook us up on a daily basis. BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. If you want to get in on the phones today, we've got a busy show, but we'll have some time for you. 654-ROAR is the phone number, 654-7627 on the Northern Communication phone lines, 986-1566, 986-1566. The text line's open at Kwok Talk, at Kelly Gramlich, at 105.5 The Roar if you'd like to join the program today via Twitter. We encourage you to do that. A very happy Friday, July 28, 2017. Only 4 business days, really like 3.5, before practice starts at Clemson. And that makes it an exciting time. We're wrapping up the nonsense part of it, and now we get to the borderline nonsense part of it, where it's still nonsense, but there's some fact with the nonsense. So we are going to just try to follow me just for a moment. There's enough fact that we can create narratives, but we'll also take those narratives to far-reaching places. We'll take what someone tells us and we'll make a dramatic claim with it. So it's still nonsense, but there's something behind it. We're going to try to separate those things, and we'll probably do a little of both. We'll try to separate that for you coming up, but we only have a few more days to talk pie in the sky before we see people. Like actually playing in practice.
I just can't believe it's almost August. That's what's blowing my mind.
Woof.
Where did July go? Where did my birthday month go? I have to go get my milkshakes. Oh my gosh, this just came to me.
Right. Well, that's what happens when you're just celebrating day after day.
It's true. Yeah. I mean, and as one should in their birthday month. But August is here, and then, you know, we're going to have football. And it's the best time of year, so everyone's looking forward to it. But August to me might be the slowest month of the year. Because you're just waiting for football. You have camp and you have practice, so you can talk about that, but you're really not seeing anything, you know? And then you finally get there. You know, some schools start. You have the Australia game, which Roy Philpott will be calling, by the way. And you have other early games, but then you finally get to September and you finally get some football. So it's a long month, and it's a hot month.
The actual first game of any caliber that will be televised for us, or that will be contested in any way, is coming up later. It's the NFL Hall of Fame game. Kelly, I would like to know, if you know, when is the NFL's Hall of Fame game? This is the first football game contested this calendar year, or I guess this athletic year. When is the NFL's Hall of Fame game? Zach Orr asked me last night when we rocked trivia without you if I was going to watch, and I just emphatically said no. By the time that I realized the game's on, they will have already benched all the starters.
The NFL Hall of Fame game is it the second Saturday in August?
It is. So
whatever day that is, maybe like the 8th or 9th.
So that would be the, what, 12th? August 12th?
Let's see. August 12th. Is it August 12th?
That's your guess there? Okay. Sanders doesn't have a mic right now. Do you have a guess? Santa's just saying the 5th. He's doing the Price August is Right 5th. Thing where you look at the, August 5th. Chase, what day do you think the Hall of Fame game is for the NFL?
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday, August 3rd. Well done, Chase. Next Thursday. Exactly. It's coming really, really fast. It's real, real soon that we're going to actually have football that people will talk about. I don't want to talk preseason NFL, but some people will.
That's why August is so long to me, because it's preseason NFL. I don't care. I don't care at all. Now, this year, maybe because we'll be watching Ben Boulware and Artavis Scott and guys like that, you might be a little more intrigued in your preseason NFL. See Deshaun Watson get some snaps. You know, those guys. But most years, it just drags on.
It's dragging.
You know?
Yeah. More on that in a second. We're going to talk Tigers in the NFL. Mm-hmm. You got some good numbers on that.
We do. I'm going to quiz you a bit.
There was an embargo on the facts. So I don't
Friday
even have
quiz.
Them. I don't have
dun,
them.
Dun, dun.
I like it. I always rock Friday quizzes, much like trivia last night without you. I always rock Friday quizzes in college.
This will not be a spelling bee. So
okay.
There's no spelling involved. I know spelling is one of your fortes. There'll be no spelling today.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to this. We got Brett Freelander coming up in the next segment. Of course, we'll be discussing the Tar Heels with him. Mm-hmm. I would imagine that'll probably be the bulk of the conversation that we have with him today. There will be an announcement by Clemson. I don't even want to say what it is. We will have an announcement sometime around the top of hour 3, and Tim Beray will come on with us to discuss. He may be here in the flesh. It's either going to be by phone or in the flesh. We're not really sure about that.
One can hope.
We'll just kind of keep the people waiting on bated breath for that.
Did you appreciate last night when you texted me, Tim Beray, hour 3? And I said, duh, and then responded with a goat emoji.
Go goat. Two goat emojis.
Are you good with
double
that?
Double goat. Yeah, I was okay with it.
I thought certainly it was only okay right.
So we'll get him to discuss the announcement. And again, I just rather keep people in suspense. That's my deal. Ooh, magic.
Maybe we could ask him, too, because we're talking about Notre Dame and delusional fan bases. As a Notre Dame alum, which Tim Beray is, how many wins does Brian Kelly need to keep his job?
Oh,
I'd love to hear what Tim Beray has to say.
That's a fascinating question. Now we got people guessing on the text line.
Do you want to give any hints or no? Just let it ride.
No, the texter's wrong, though. Like, I know what it is. I'm not going to say what it is. Did you have a fun night last night?
Did you have a fun time? Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
I'm not going to tell people what we did. I will say that trivia was a resounding success. And
you've told me this 70 times.
You're correct. I just want to make sure that you know what you missed. Fun time was had by all. Sanders was there. People were enthusiastic. We were answering questions correctly. We were playing the strategy correctly. We had a comeback in the second half. We got to the end. And then I must say that Zach Orr's old lady, Kristen, she knew the answer to the last question. She did. And a combo effort from Zach and intern Sanders cost us a chance in the money last night. Really disappointed at that, but proud of the effort that we showed at trivia. And quite frankly, the best part was the team that Zach is like, that's Zach's nemesis. I put this on Twitter. Their team name last night was at Mr. Orr 24, P's sitting down. What an awesome team name that is. I mean, they just trolled him the whole time. That was fascinating. And we almost beat them. We almost beat them. Very good.
So just to confirm my reservations about the squad, y'all did lose.
I don't know why you got to put it like that.
What place did you get?
You know, this is fascinating because see how people try to frame conversations. See, Sanders, I'm a debater.
Agenda setting.
Chase, I'm a debater. I'm not going to allow somebody to frame a conversation in a way I don't agree with.
Tell me the results.
We did not finish inside the top 3.
Okay.
We were not the Sacramento Kings.
So no medal stand.
We were not demand a trade caliber, like you said. Well, you basically Miguel Montero'd us last night, and so we just released you. We released you to go do whatever it is you wanted to do, and the squad that remained and some pieces that we added in the offseason got us into the playoffs. We were in the playoffs. That's a step in the right direction.
I'm happy for you. I am. I think that is a really good step in the right direction. I mean, trust me, I'm very happy for the squad.
Do you regret the hurtful things you said about us yesterday?
What did I say?
The hurtful, heartless.
Would you call them hurtful?
Things
though?
That you said about us yesterday. How we were non-competitive.
We didn't have a chance. I didn't say that.
None of us are smart enough to win. We're not good enough at trivia. All the things that found their way onto the bulletin board.
All I said was sometimes when athletes transfer, as you were alluding to my transfer,
yes,
it's because the winning is not necessarily there. And so that I just said that could be a reason as to why I'm transferring. It could be other things. But it was just maybe part of my reasoning. And Texter gets in, Kelly is a savage. I am.
That was pretty. What you said yesterday was pretty savage. I mean, Sanders
Mainly
is looking over there.
Because you instigate, Quan. You
upset.
Instigate me.
Sanders is upset because you did destroy his credibility as a trivia player. You really destroyed all of our credibilities as trivia players.
I'm talking with Sanders, and I think he's just fine. I really do.
You know, I just thought the way that you approached our team was hurtful and harmful to our us.
I don't see any tears.
We needed a pep talk yesterday. We needed a pep talk yesterday to try to get over the crushing blow that was your departure.
I think the we was more you, because I'm looking at Sanders and Sanders seems like he's just loving life.
Sanders is probably over it. He's probably over it because you've been released. You've been designated for assignment. That's living in the past. We're in the present and future. Our current squad is capable of winning. Our previous squad was not. And the only thing to happen is we cut Kelly and we added some other pieces. That's the only change that was made.
There's a difference between cutting someone and someone voluntarily moving on.
Hey, Miguel Montero volunteered his way out the door.
Can you, I love how our feud is continuing.
Yeah.
But can you just say the question that you guys lost on? Because that was a tough question. I had no idea what the answer was.
Yeah, the question was, what's the heaviest organ in the body?
Internal organ.
Internal organ, yeah, because the heaviest is the skin, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, we kind of talked about it for a minute, and Kristen left, and she was on the phone, and so Zach's like, I'm going to go talk to her. She took like a million anatomy classes, so I was telling everyone else, like, let's just sit tight. While he's gone, Sanders goes, dude, it's the brain. And so I looked around, and everyone else is like,
Maybe it's your brain, Sanders.
I don't know. We had people yelling, like, not paying attention, whatever. So Sanders says it's the brain. So Zach comes back and we're like, so what is it? He said, well, she said liver, but that's not right. I think it's brain. And Sanders is like, yeah, it's the brain. So they ganged up. They like were on the same page somehow. They ganged up.
Wait, that's not how Zach said it. How did Zach say it?
I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right. I think it's the brain. I don't know. I think she's wrong.
The old lady. I think she's wrong.
I was like, if it's liver, are you going to tell her? And he's like, I don't know. So it was
such a good Zach.
We looked it up. We did look it up. We turned it in and then looked it up.
Okay, I was going to say, and then did you cheat?
No, we didn't cheat.
Okay, just checking.
Like as
clarifying.
I'm not the team captain, but as someone responsible for like six of the people that came there, I felt it was my responsibility to make sure that everything was going
well. Look at you with the humble brag.
I'm just saying. I'm like LeBron.
As the guy
who
brought
the team with
you
free
agents. All the friends to trivia.
I'm stacking the team with free agents. That's what I'm doing. Anyway, the point is that after all of that yesterday and the way that you basically told us we had no chance, we were in third place going into
this
the final,
not what
going
I
into
said.
The end. Classic. I hope you regret your words.
In my mouth.
I hope you regret your words. DJ Blythe is up with us on the Northern Communication phone lines. DJ Blythe, what's going on?
Good afternoon.
How are you,
this
sir?
This is not what I'm calling about, but my son, right. Kyrie must beat out LeBron because he's back recruiting again.
You're right about that.
I think he's going to show him who the man is, why he still can. When Roy first started his show, Walt brought up a point and said, I don't need to get on Walt's show because I'm busy in the afternoon doing other things, but I like to get in one day. But he had brought up a subject yesterday about the concussions. And I watched that movie and I thought it was very intriguing. But don't you think as a little league, if you play football from the little league to the middle school to the junior varsity, then you got your varsity and the collegiate level, and if you make it pro, that's a lot of football over a long period of time.
I would agree with that. It's The nature of the game, especially for young people, you're playing for a long time. You're subject to contact, that type of contact, those types of collisions for a long, long time. And that's why you get the jarring effects of it, for sure.
Yeah, being on the high school level, I played with some guys that had three or four concussions even before we left high school, but I never encountered one, thank God, to my cheek Rydell helmet that could never hold air. But I never had that symptom. But anyway, as a running back. But by the time you leave the collegiate level, you should know the impact of the sport that you're about to go to the next level. If you are able to make it to the next level, which is the NFL, you should know the consequences that come along with the impact that you're going to be taking to your body, not even what you encounter while you're at the collegiate level. But don't you think, especially like the returning guys in the NFL or receivers, the returning guys mostly – it's about, 165 to maybe 210 every now and then?
Yeah, they're not big guys. And those are some of the most jarring collisions that you'll see.
But if you look at it, you know, and I can't tell of the impact, but if you got a guy, most of the returning guys in the National League, National NFL are about 180, 170 to 200. And so they can run. By the time they get the ball from the 10 or even the end zone, and get that momentum going, you're talking about, what, between 12 to 15 miles per hour on foot?
Look, I agree what you're saying, DJ Blythe. I appreciate it, but we got to run. Appreciate the phone call. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. I agree with the general premise that DJ Blythe is bringing in, that there are times in football, and I think this is what he's trying to say, there are times in football where collisions are unavoidable because of the caliber of athletes hitting other calibers of athletes. Here's my point on this, and this is really the crux of the argument, and I could use a lot of words to say this, I won't. I had a conversation with someone who has played football for a long period of time, whose career is over, just recently, not that long ago, and this person said, look, everyone knows the risk involved. And Walt talked about acceptable risk yesterday, heard a lot of that. I was on the road going hither and yon. Heard him discussing that quite a bit, and I couldn't agree more with that. There's acceptable risk involved. You sort of set up what you feel is acceptable to you. And if the acceptable risk is not acceptable to you, then don't participate. The acceptable risk is stated. Like if you look on the helmet, there's a disclaimer on there. It's not as if people were told for years nothing is going to happen to you if you wear this helmet. That's not what's happening. Now, there are other issues with the way the NFL's doing it, where like the pension system and some of the way that they're caring for retired players, guys who have these issues, is significantly lacking. But from a risk assessment standpoint, there's not a whole lot else they can do. They've tried to litigate collisions. They just you're not going to be able to. So it's a decision whether or not you want to play with that risk or not. But nobody is walking in with their eyes wide shut on this. Everybody knows what the deal is. By the way, Kelly, I did go a little far with your characterization of us yesterday, so I apologize for that. You are still off the 40-man roster, but maybe you'll make your way back on. Maybe you'll make your way back on for next week.
So, feud ending for now.
I don't know.
To be continued.
Yeah, to be continued.
I will say one thing about concussions. I know we have to go.
Yeah.
If you don't know that concussions and CTE are a risk in football, to me, that's like saying you don't know smoking can give you lung cancer.
Bingo.
It's something that is universally known.
That's right. Short break. We'll come back with Brett Freelander next.
A need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the material handling industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for 5 consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
Have you been in search for that perfect job opportunity? Well, look no further, because Carolina Heating Service is currently looking for individuals to expand their team. Locally owned and operated for over 35 years, we specialize in generators, electrical services, residential light, commercial HVAC sales, service and installation, as well as geothermal systems. Top professional opportunities available anywhere from electricians, installers, service technicians, management, and customer service reps. Worried about benefits? Carolina Heating Service has you covered. Enjoy paid holidays and vacation days, a 401k, training programs, major insurance, and full-time year-round stable work, as well as overtime opportunity. Basic qualifications include a drug test, background check, and physical, as well as a valid driver's license. Other qualifications are subject to position applying for. The search could be over for you soon. Make that career leap. Apply now at carolinaheating.com and join our award-winning team.
When I heard the Senior League World Series is happening next week in Easley, I pictured a bunch of geriatrics rounding the bases with walkers. That would be a blast, but the real thing is more exciting. The Senior League World Series is the best 13 to 16-year-old baseball players worldwide coming to battle for the title. Teams from Australia, Canada, America, Europe, Asia, Latin America, and Africa. Winner takes all. For tickets, go to slbws.org. And don't miss FanFest Friday, July 28th in downtown Easley.
When you've been in business almost 100 years, you've been doing something right. Since 1917, the key to Harbin Lumber's success has rested on its hardworking employees, people just like you, providing top lumber, building supplies, and contract services. You can be confident in customer service and support you can trust for your project, whether construction or large remodeling jobs. Call 353-5053. Find us on Facebook or online at harbinlumber.com.
At Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, we've added new models with the new year. We now carry both Serta and Beautyrest for more selection and more savings on your new mattress. We have the largest in-stock inventory around, so you can always find the mattress you need at the right price. And when you buy your new mattress, we give you the box spring free. Open 7 days a week. Simmons Mattress Outlet is located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A in Seneca.
If you don't sit in your lucky seat, your team could lose. So don't leave your lucky seat. But do pick up your phone or computer and order B-Dubs to go. Or if you've got a big group, call in for the party menu. That way you can order wings, pick them up, and get back to your lucky seat. And if you do lose while sitting in your lucky seat, you can still feel lucky eating your feelings. Spicy feelings. Keep your superstitions. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
You've heard of the Fun Police? Well, we're the opposite. The original donut shop coffee. Full-flavored, deliciously straightforward coffee best enjoyed with a smile. So good, it's criminal. Enjoy a cup and sprinkle some fun into your day. Made for your Keurig brewer. Find it at Keurig.com and grocery stores everywhere. Just look for the bright teal box with the donut. The original donut shop coffee. Have more fun.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
Go right ahead. How can you be so nonchalant about this?
That's how we roll.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
The mountain is high, the valley is cold, and you're confused on which way to go.
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Couple good texts on our conversation last segment, 986-1560s. Kelly's a Dansby Swanson, a 105.5 from Dr. D. Swanson, send down to get more ABs, get more reps. text from the 864 says, real life Kyrie LeBron. This is true. This is very true. Also, there was one good tweet on this. Oh, Brandon says, and this is great. I'm going to defer to other people on this. Brandon says, I offer myself as a former Jeopardy champion to put your team over the top at trivia. That seems like something that we could probably get behind. Might have to throw that out to the team right there. Bingo.
Did you ever say which organ was heavier? We've had people on the text line.
Wondering. Oh, no. I just said that Sanders and Zach got it wrong.
You
and
left,
they said brain.
You left everybody hanging.
Yeah, Kristen was right. It was
all
liver.
Right. The liver is the heaviest internal organ in the body. I guessed large intestine.
I pulled some answers out. That
was my first guess.
I pulled some answers out last night.
Like
that
what?
Were,
a kidney?
Let's see. Nick Carraway was a narrator for Whatnot.
Oh, I thought we were just talking about organs.
No. Nick Carraway was a narrator for what novel?
Oh. Gatsby?
Yeah. Great Gatsby. That was one that a lot of people didn't get.
I got you.
I was feeling it.
Read that back in 10th grade.
There were a couple other ones. What? Oh, the baseball one? Hank Aaron's brother's name?
Whoa. It's a little specific.
Exactly. Hank Aaron's brother's name.
Joe.
Close. It was Tommy. Tommy, yeah.
That's outrageous.
Tommy Aaron?
Did Tommy Aaron ever do anything?
No,
or
he
is
played
just
Hank
Aaron's
with Hank Aaron two different times.
Oh, okay.
I recall things from trivia. I'm a Jeopardy fiend. Get at me. Brett Friedlander, ACC guru from NSAOnline.com, the North State Journal. Join us right now. At BFriedACC, you want to hit him up on Twitter. What's up, Brett?
Not much. I'm actually at Lowe's. I forgot that you're on later, and I'm actually walking to the car. So we're going to do this in my car in the parking lot at Lowe's. And by the way, I am old enough to not only remember Tommy Aaron, but I've seen him play. And I want you to know he ended up being the manager of the Savannah Braves.
Wow.
The Atlanta Braves AA farm club, and I'm sure he got the job because of his brother. But I do believe, and you can go back and check, but I think Hank and Tommy still hold the Major League Baseball record for most home runs hit by brothers. Hank had 755, and I want to say Tommy had about 10 or 12. but they hold the all-time record for home runs by brothers.
That's amazing. I love that. If you're free, if you want to drive a few hours for trivia, I mean, Thursday nights, we rock it out. Just saying.
That sounds good. I got to tell you, my family, when we go do trivia, I can't remember us never winning something. We've got to hope. My kids call me the black hole of useless knowledge. So there you go.
Hey, speaking of black holes, Brett, it feels like this UNC. Yeah, that's right. We'll see. We'll see once I frame the question. The UNC-NCAA investigation feels like a black hole sometimes because we get a lot of information that seemingly goes nowhere or disappears or people are implicated and then we never see or hear from them again. And now all of a sudden you've got the NCAA basically telling North Carolina that it is their business to investigate these things. After North Carolina made what I think was an incorrect decision to go boldly and brazenly against the organization, what's your take on the newest NCAA revelations from this week?
Well, let's go back, since you brought it up, let's go back a few months back to, I want to say it was April, when the amended notice of allegations came out, and it did not include the names of football and men's basketball. UNC had the opportunity to just say, you know what, we're going to get out of this. They're going to get a slap on the wrist. Basketball and football are safe. Let's just take it, accept it, and go. But no, UNC decided they wanted the whole ball of wax. And to be honest with you, it kind of shows that UNC really hasn't, even though they've really fixed a lot of things and made a lot of changes in the academic situation there, they really haven't learned from this, because it's almost like that whole Carolina way, that arrogance that we want this wiped clean. We want to be vindicated so that it almost like we can say that it never happened. And so they decided to fight it and go all the way. And now you've got Greg Sankey's in charge of the Committee on Infractions. They revised the notice of allegations, and football and men's basketball, though indirectly, are actually still mentioned. And now you've got the he said, she said kind of thing where UNC said this is not, in your jurisdiction. And the NCAA coming back saying, oh, yes, it is. And I guarantee you, here's what's going to happen. What's going to happen is that UNC is going to go for its hearing, its two-day hearing before the Committee on Infractions next month. Shortly thereafter, within 3 to 6 weeks after that, the NCAA is going to come down with some sort of ruling. I don't know exactly what it's going to be. I don't think anybody does. But clearly, the NCAA has dug in and drawn a line, and so they're going to do something. And it's going to be something substantive. I'm not quite sure what, but it's going to be something substantive. UNC, then, because they're complaining about the way the rule rules are enforced and that it's not the NCAA's jurisdiction, we'll file a lawsuit in federal court, and then this will go on for another year to two before a federal court judge decides who is right, who is wrong, and what's going to ultimately happen in this. And it's just ugly, and it's going to continue to go on. And to be honest with you, I'm sick of writing about it, and sick of hearing about it, and just sick of dealing with it.
I hear you, Brett. I think a lot of people are just sick of talking about this. So we're going to get a hearing on August 16th. I mean, from what you can predict, I know you can't tell the future, Brett, but what do you think would be maybe the worst case scenario of the slap of the on the wrist that UNC is going to get? The worst case in terms of sanctions?
Well, first of all, I don't think any banners are coming down. So if there are a lot of folks out there, and there are in this area, especially the ones who wear red and white, who are really just, you know, holding out hope that's going to happen, it's not, because in the response that the NCAA came out with last week, it said that it is no longer, you know, interested in these phony classes. This is not about the phony classes. This is about failure to monitor and giving athletes impermissible benefits. So because of that, because they can't prove which athletes took advantage of these classes and which didn't, I don't think anybody's going to get ruled ineligible, and therefore that no banners are going to be coming down. But you know, they can basically slap the entire program, the entire athletic program, with some sort of a probation and give everybody, you know, a postseason ban if they so choose. We'll see how that happens. My guess is that at some point, because of the scenario I put out there with this thing lingering on for another year or two and ultimately being decided in court, and oh, by the way, if it does get decided by a federal court judge and it goes against the NCAA, that's probably going to be the end of the NCAA as we know it. And so I don't know that the NCAA can risk that. Maybe they will. Maybe they'll be as arrogant as UNC has been. We'll see. But I think that eventually some sort of compromise will come down, where the entire athletic program is put on probation for a number of years, maybe 3 to 5. There will be a fine. There may be some scholarships reduced. And I think, to be honest with you, because of the evidence that's out there, the only real, you know, connection between the African and Afro-American Studies program and the athletic department is through the advisor to the women's basketball program. And so I think the women's basketball program and Sylvia Hatchell are going to get thrown under the bus, and they're going to take the brunt of this. I don't think there's going to be a postseason ban for football, because I think they've already had that, and I think that would be double jeopardy. I think it's entirely possible that they'll give the men's basketball program a year's postseason ban. I don't know. We'll see. I think some sort of compromise is going to come out, and it's going to be a slap on the wrist that allows the NCAA to claim victory.
Well, Brett, you can already see the effect on the women's basketball team in that they're not even threatening for the postseason. So a ban wouldn't even really, you know, affect women's basketball because they've already fallen so far.
It's such a shame, because that program was so good. I mean, four years ago, where they were in a regional final against South Carolina.
Yep.
I believe and they won and went to the Final Four. And Sylvia Hatchell is A, Hall of Fame coach, B, a cancer survivor, and C, just a tremendous person. I mean, really a pioneer in the women's game. And
she is.
It's a shame, but it does appear that they're going to throw her under the bus. And you know, I guess they threw her a little bone by giving her a new contract last year, so that if something does happen and they do have to say goodbye and ask her to retire early, she'll at least be financially compensated. But it really is kind of a shame. And you're right. That program, I mean, you can see right after that when Diamond DeShields transferred to Tennessee and all their good players started leaving, and then she couldn't recruit anymore. The women's basketball program has had a much greater, it's been impacted much, much more significantly than the men's team, obviously, because the men's team, in spite of everything, has been to 2 straight national championship games and actually won it this year.
Visit with Brett Friedlander, ACC insider from the North State Journal, NSJOnline.com. One or two more for you. In fact, I want to approach this with the final 2 or 3 minutes that we have left. It feels like the NCAA ratcheting up the rhetoric like this, and maybe North Carolina ratcheting up the rhetoric like this. I think maybe both sides are just tired of this, especially given the fact that I'm not sure what additional evidence is going to come out. There's some reason that the NCAA hasn't ruled on this yet, and it's that they're waiting on something else to happen. And maybe the NCAA is kind of setting itself up for, hey, if we don't get anything, we want to at least make sure that we let people know what we think was going on here. Do you see any, yeah. see any of that in the way the NCAA chose to address what North Carolina said?
I do, and the other thing about it is I would like to think that there is some back channel negotiating going on between UNC's lawyers and the NCAA saying, how can we both get out of this and look good? So, like I said, I'm hoping that some kind of compromise comes out of this, so we'll see. But I tell you what, I think the insertion of Greg Sankey in this, the SEC commissioner, has kind of been responsible for ratcheting it up the way it has. You know, the SEC has always been king of football. And last year, the ACC, I don't think it surpassed the SEC, but it's in the same conversation now. And people are actually talking about the possibility of the ACC had a better year. And I think that really has rankled a lot of people in the SEC. And so I think, there's some of that involved, too. This may be personal to Greg Sankey. And in fact, that's one of the reasons why UNC asked to have him, recused from the proceedings. He refused to do it. And I think that when push comes to shove, and if it does go to court, that's another thing that's going to be brought up. And it, like I said, it's just an ugly situation. And hopefully, behind closed doors and in the back rooms, something is being worked out so that this thing can both parties can back out of this thing gracefully, and everybody can move on. Because I mean, the first hint of this came when Marvin Austin, remember him?
Yes.
Tweeted a picture from a party in South Beach about this time of year in 2010. This thing has been going on for 7 years. And this particular phase of it, since after the football program was sanctioned, and when this started, ratcheting up again, it's been almost 4 years. And that's just unprecedented. And the sad thing is that no matter what happens, if UNC gets slapped for whatever, and to be honest with you, considering that it was 19 years worth of academic, fraud, that something should be done, but who's going to get punished? Larry Fedora was probably still in college when all that was going on. The players who are playing in all the sports may have been in kindergarten. So, it's just kind of a double-edged sword, and it's one of those things where you really just want it to be over with. I know I do.
We do as well. I have a feeling that it's not. That it's going to keep on going and going and going, and unfortunately, we got to leave it there.
It's fun giving.
Yes, one way or another. Brett, I hope that Lowe's was great for you today. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and looking forward to visiting with you again next week.
Me too, and I'm looking forward to next week too, because there'll be football practice will have started. We can talk about something that actually involves sport.
Yes, can't wait to do that. Thanks, Brett.
Take it easy, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, you do the same. Brett Freelater, NSJOnline.com, the North State Journal. Love that. Real football. Speaking of fake football, we'll come back. I want to get to my other lists, the auxiliary lists, as it were, of delusional fan bases for one reason or another, or fan bases that I just felt like I needed to categorize. We'll do that when we return. More of Hour 1 Out of Bounds next.
The countdown is on. 36 days to Clemson Tiger football.
Dalvin Cook off the left-hand side. Takes a shotgun snap, under pressure. Going to get sacked. Down he goes. Back inside the FSU 45. Christian Wilkins along with Dexter Lawrence.
Every thrilling minute on the flagship station for Clemson football. WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
105.5 The Roar is proud to add Brad Sinkov to our lineup, and we're giving you a chance to meet him. Join us Friday, August 4th, broadcasting the Press Box with Brad and Ben at Local Q from noon till 3. Come out for great sports talk with Brad and awesome food from Local Q and special promotions with Wicked Weed Brewery from Asheville. The Press Box with Brad and Ben, live at Local Q, Friday, August 4th, from noon till 3, from 105.5 The Roar.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big.
At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. All in a clean, organized lot. Right now, sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Get alerts when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more or visit us today and save big. LKQ Pick Your Part. What's in your garage?
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their summer special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch, go Tigers.
One of college football's greatest traditions happens at every Clemson home game. The players run down the hill and into the valley, everyone rubbing Howard's Rock to the excitement of Clemson fans everywhere. What you wouldn't know is that Howard's Rock has its own security system from Blue Ridge Security Solutions. The Rock is worth protecting, and these are the same people that protect my home, too. I'm Dabo Sweeney from Blue Ridge Security Solutions.
BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. Serious security. 888-407-SAFE.
Ready SC, in cooperation with Tri-County Technical College, is assisting with the recruitment and training for McLaughlin Body Company. Employment opportunities exist for production MIG welders, sealers, assemblers, material handlers, and metal finishers. Qualified candidates must have a high school diploma or GED and be able to pass a drug screen, background check, and physical examination. For full job description and to apply online, visit readysc.org/McLaughlin. McLaughlin Body Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Complete Nutrition just released the most effective weight loss product we've ever created. Plus, it comes with a free 21-day step-by-step program to follow. And we guarantee you success. If you lose more than 21 pounds in the first 21 days, see Complete Nutrition to adjust your plan. Healthy weight loss should not exceed a couple of pounds per week.
Find Complete Nutrition in Greenville on Woodruff Road, in Spartanburg on East Blackstock Road, and in Anderson across from the Harbor Inn on North Main.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Are your data limits limiting your human potential?
Dreams buffering.
Do slow networks make your soul feel sluggish?
Megabyte molasses.
With Simple Mobile, you get truly unlimited high-speed data for just $50 a month.
Bucks meaning dollars, not dear.
If you want better wireless, the answer is simple.
Simple Mobile.
Available at Best Buy, Dollar General, Walgreens, and other national retailers. Video typically streams at DVD quality. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at simplemobile.com.
WCCP.
You know how we roll.
Bye-bye, commercials.
Bye-bye, commercials.
It is out of here!
105.5 The Roar.
Get jazzy on that flight that you get on. International. First class seat on my lap, girl. Riding comfortable. Cause I know what that girl them need. New York to Haiti.
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. This hour is brought to you by Custom Collision of Anderson. 231-6900 is the number. If you wanna just get done with the process, like get it over with, move on to something else after you get in an accident, Custom Collision is the way to do it. Custom Collision in Anderson is family owned and operated, and they want to treat you just like family. We want them to be first of all. What are y'all doing right now? I'm trying to have this serious conversation about car accidents, and y'all are all, like, every one of y'all is dancing and, like, cranking up the volume and stuff.
I would imagine some car accidents happen because people are tuning to their music.
That's true, and dancing in the car with their hands in the air like some of y'all.
I think it pertains, but please continue.
Yeah, obviously, that would be your fault. If you're dancing around your car.
That's true. But you would still need Custom Collision to help you fix your vehicle.
Correct. And they work with the insurance provider to make sure that the process is easy and smooth, or as easy and as smooth as it possibly can be. Goodness gracious.
Speaking of
car accidents, this Friday show is one giant car accident. We need Custom Collision here right now. 4490 Liberty Highway in Anderson. They will tow your vehicle to their facility, which is great. 231-6900 if you need them. 231-6900.
I don't think you've ever called our show one giant car accident.
It just is.
I mean, it very well could have been that before. Don't get me wrong. But to actually designate it as one giant car accident, that was funny.
You know, sometimes we have a good show. Sometimes we have a show that people want to listen to. There is sometimes a difference.
Yeah. I agree.
This hour has been a show that people want to listen to. But what have we discussed? Brett was a good interview. That was fun.
That was good, serious stuff.
That was serious stuff.
That was hard-hitting journalism. You ranting about trivia for 20 minutes was not necessarily hard-hitting.
If you like the serious, if you like the nonsense, both of those would be podcasted later.
We combine it. Yeah, that's what we do.
WCCPFM.com, WCCP. Search that on iTunes.
And we're going to get to your delusional teams. Uh-huh. We're going to get to my Dabo Sweeney bucket list. Uh-huh. I am pumped for this topic.
I can't wait for it.
I can't wait either.
Also, Tim Bray coming in hour 3. That's going to be fun, too.
The show is going to turn from a car accident to something much better.
I need to preface my auxiliary lists. Mm-hmm. We've been talking delusional fan bases. Some of this is going to be overlap, so this ain't going to take that long. We're not going to labor the point.
And this is strictly college football fan bases.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. I have in the actual delusional category, I have 4 teams that we've already discussed: Georgia, Tennessee, Nebraska, and Notre Dame. Delusional. You expect one thing and you're getting another, and you wonder why you can't have that thing. But the reality is, you're not going to have that thing. You're probably not going to have that thing again unless you catch lightning in a bottle. That's delusion.
Real quick, name those 4 teams again:
Georgia, Tennessee, Nebraska, Notre Dame.
If you had to pick one of those 4 teams that will win a national title first or ever again, basically, you had to say one of those teams is going to win a national title at some point in the future, who's it going to be?
Notre Dame.
Interesting.
The reason is because Alabama's in the SEC, so Georgia and Tennessee are out. Like, as long as Saban is there and Saban can coach, let's say Saban coaches 10 more years, that's 0-10. Georgia, mm-hmm, Tennessee are not winning that time. Nebraska's not, the Big Ten West, you're not winning.
When you think purely recruiting, you probably would say Georgia.
You would think so. Notre Dame was 12-0, winning basically 2 hard games
5 years ago.
An abundance of skeptics were out there saying, we're not sure this team's great. There were a bunch of people, the Manti Te'o team, there were a bunch of people out there saying essentially that Notre Dame was better than Alabama. I think I picked Notre Dame to win the game because Alabama can't win them all, right? I think that was pretty much my reasoning there. And then Notre Dame didn't belong. Notre Dame will get in. They're one of those teams that will get in if they don't deserve to get in. Georgia, Tennessee, Nebraska will not get in if they don't deserve to get in.
Of all those teams, Notre Dame probably has the highest benefit of the doubt factor. So I agree.
Correct. Then there's a 5th. And I couldn't pick one, so I tied with 2 teams that are on the delusional list for different reasons. Remember I talked about the delusion with Notre Dame was more about thinking they could remain independent and not joining a conference. That's more the delusion there. Tennessee's was the traditional, I don't know why we're not winning championships, but really you just need to make a bowl game sometimes. Georgia was more the, we're not satisfied winning 9 or 10 games, but that may be all that you ever become. And Nebraska, our program's better than 9-win coaches, so you fired a 9-win coach. And you've ended up with a 5-win coach and a 9-win coach. And now you've got basically a 7-win coach. So that's great. These 2 schools are delusional for a different reason. And it's not going to be hard to figure out what that is. Penn State and Baylor.
What on earth brings those 2 schools together?
There's a specific kind of delusion. When you are legitimately the only people that defend your way of operating a program. When everyone else is appalled and you defend your way. You know, we talk about this with politics sometimes, and I will just get political for a second. You know, on both sides of the political spectrum, you have people who will stick with that person in charge, whoever it is. You had it with the Democrats of President Obama. Now you have the Republicans of President Trump, and they are going to say whatever they have to say to agree with that person, right? There's no free thought. There's no free opinion. I feel that way with Penn State and Baylor fans, that they felt like they had to just go along with whatever was happening, and they had to be supportive, and all they really wanted was their football team to be good, and so they didn't care how it happened, and maybe a lot of them were good people, and they just love Baylor so much. They love Baylor football, and they love Penn State football so much. They just didn't care that much about what was happening, and so they said and did and offered things to the conversation that were either unhelpful or morally unethical or morally bankrupt. I mean, some of this stuff, the Baylor people who, like, the whole, like, free Art Briles thing or whatever, where their football players are freely going around basically victimizing women everywhere, and you've got these dozens of lawsuits. And then the people who, after Joe Paterno basically let a guy molest little boys for 20 years and couldn't have not known about it. If he didn't know, then he's derelict of duty. Are you going to build a statue of him while everything is still fresh?
So, okay, I get what you're saying. And the delusion for you with Penn State and Baylor is more the blind support of a corrupt program, right? That's kind of what you're counting as the delusion.
Yes.
Which I think, yes, is delusional. However, at this current state in college football, I don't see how you can put Penn State and Baylor in the same category if you're talking about fans expecting wins.
Yes.
I don't really see Penn State fans as delusional when it comes to expecting results that Penn State can't bring them, because Penn State won the Big Ten last year. You know,
right.
I mean, they could very well do it again. I don't think it's crazy to expect
they
that.
They did.
They won the Big
they
Ten.
They really did. Penn State is defending
sentence,
Big Ten champion.
That sentence is weird, isn't it?
It is.
Penn State won the Big Ten in 2017. Baylor's nowhere near getting back to becoming a conference champion. Not
sure.
At this point. Maybe at some point under Matt Rule, but not right now. So football-wise, I don't think Penn State fans are delusional. What happened with both the scandals at Baylor and Penn State, and how the fans, not all of them, we're not generalizing here, but a good majority of Penn State and Baylor fans were blindly loyal to some guys who either perpetuated criminal acts or had coaches on there that did actually perform criminal acts. That is delusion. I agree with you on that. Football-wise, I'm not putting Penn State and Baylor in the same category, though.
I know Hugh Freeze is out there trying to redefine what integrity is. Remember when Brian talked about that yesterday? I thought it was funny. I just thought his... If you want, go podcast that if you want some new ammo on Hugh Freeze, because he was pretty good on that. But I struggle with redefine integrity. I'll just say it like this. Like, for the people who legitimately were trying to separate Joe Paterno, the football coach, from Joe Paterno, the man, Jerry Sandusky, the defensive mind, from Jerry Sandusky, the man, Art Briles, the football coach, from Art Briles, the man. Like, people are trying to do that where you can build a statue and not uphold what they, like, who they were.
Yeah.
You can keep this guy in office and ignore the way in which his program was victimizing women on campus. That's just totally, completely wrong. I understand how you get there, but it takes some steps down a dangerous rabbit hole of moral acceptance and appeasing to be able to do that.
Totally agree. And I know we're just talking football right now, but do you apply this delusion to Louisville basketball fans and maybe to UNC basketball fans with the scandals there? Two different types of scandals, but corruption nonetheless?
I don't think there's any reason for a third-party person, a person that's not there, not directly implicated, to pull the you-can't-prove-it card. Like with Penn State and Joe, but you can't prove that he didn't know. Or with Baylor and Art Brown, you can't prove that he didn't know.
Yeah.
That he just willfully ignored these things. You can't prove it. With Roy Williams, you can't prove that he didn't know. With Rick Pitino, you can't prove that he didn't
there's
know.
There's no way Pitino knew about those prostitutes.
There's no way. Yeah, he has no connections whatsoever to anybody like that. None whatsoever. Seriously, though, like, as a third party, if something like that's happening, there's no reason to do that. You've not been implicated. But these two fan bases legitimately pulled that card. Like, everybody else is being unfair and unreasonable, and we just want to get back to winning football games. And I just think that lacks a legitimate moral compass. It really does.
Yes, it lacks some realisticness, for lack of a better word, about your program.
Hour two, more of this next.
Broadcasting.